The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are now tuning in to Insight with DJ 3Ball. Welcome to the first episode of Insight with DJ 3Ball. Today we're going to be talking about All-Star Weekend, going over the All-Star Game, the dunk contest, and the three-point contest. There's one 12-minute game. The winner moves on to the next bracket. The losers play each other. Winner take all. OT rules. First to five. Winner take all. The All-Star Game. It had three different teams.
We have the USA Rising Stars. This team consists of Scotty Barnes, Devin Booker, Kate Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Anthony Edwards, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Johnson, and my boy Tyrese Maxey from the Philadelphia 76ers. This team is really just a bunch of young players that are coming up in the league that are probably going to be the new faces of the league. Next team we got is the USA Stripes. This team is Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Donovan Mitchell, and Norman Powell. This is more of a vet team right here, other than the Rising Stars. These are more of the older players that have been really dominating the league. The third and final team is the World Team. The World Team got Giannis, Denny, Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Pascal Siakam, Karl Anthony Towns, and my boy Victor Wembanyama. This team is really just consists of players that are just from foreign countries that have been dominating the league. Know what I'm saying?
Game one, we had the All-World Team versus the Rising Stars. During this game, there was a lot of back and forth, I thought. Sitting there watching the game at the four-minute mark, the World Team was up by five, looking like they had a dub. But the Rising Stars, they just wouldn't give up. Them young dudes could hoop, for real. They were getting led by my boy Anthony Edwards. Coming through in the clutch, he hits a big three to send it to overtime. Overtime rules, if you don't know, in the All-Star game, it's the first one to 5 points. The World takes a 3-2 lead with a Wembanyama 3 at the top of the key. They come down. World Team gives up a 3 to my boy Scotty Barnes. He bangs it for the game winner. And the Rising Stars beat the World Team. And they moved on to the different bracket, the winning bracket. I thought that was a pretty good game right there. It was real intense. Edge of my seat. Game 2, we had the Vets versus the Rising Stars. This one was a good game. It was some good bump. My boy Jalen Brown, shout out him. He had 11 points. My boy Cade Cunningham also hooped that game for the Rising Stars. He had 11 points also. This game was a real good game too. Very similar to game one. It came down to the clutch. My boy Ant, leading the Rising Stars group in the clutch, comes down, hits a little bucket, gets him a quick one over his idol, Kevin Durant. Clutch bucket right there. Comes down, gets the steal. Clock winding down, 10 seconds. Transition three. Bam, lights out. Hits it for the game winner. And that's how the Rising Stars beat the Vets. And they move on to the finale. Game was something crazy, man. That boy Ant, he really a dog. After Ant's tough performance in game two, we move on to game three, where the USA Stripes had to take on the USA World Team. And this game had pretty good bump, I think. My boy Wemby hit my boy KD with the signature pull-up midi. But then my boy KD came right back down the next play and gave him a little bump lay. So it was all good. My boy Cat, my boy Brunson, them New York boys is going at it. But my boy Kawhi Leonard took over. That man went on a 11-0 run by himself, putting the USA Stripes team on his back. But the team world would not go away. My boy Wemby hit a clutch three for the world to go up 43-40. But my boy Kawhi would not go away. He comes down under a minute left and one. Ties up the game. 45-45. 10 seconds left. My boy Kawhi has the ball. That man is hooping. And he hits a sidestep game-winning three. Now keep in mind, they're only playing one 12-minute quarter. This man Kawhi had 31. That man had 31 in the game winner. That man is the truth. Oh my God. After game three, we move on to game four, which was the Rising Stars versus the Vets, the OGs, the USA Stripes. And them boys got ran out the gym. Them Rising Stars had fresh legs. Them Vets were tired, it looked like, out there when I was watching the game. It's all good, though. Them boys put up a good fight. Them Rising Stars took home the dub. My boy Ant was the MVP. He was leading the Rising Stars. He had a couple of game winners, a couple of good buckets in that game as well. And it was just a good overall experience, the All-Star game. Shout out to the Rising Stars. Them young dudes is the future of the league. After the All-Star game, we had the three-point contest. If you don't know what the three-point contest is, I'll break it down for you. There's 8 competitors. It's 2 rounds. 70 seconds. They're going to have 27 balls from different racks set up across the court. They have 1 money ball rack where all the balls are worth 2 points. And they have 2 real deep logo shots that they can hit that are also worth 2 points. So the maximum score you could get on this event is really 40 points altogether. Let's meet our 8 contestants, right? We have my boy Con Knipple, the rookie out of Charlotte. That boy over there hooping, sniper. We got D. Mitch, we all know who that is. We got Jamal Murray, Norman Powell, Bobby Portis, Tyrese Maxey, Devin Booker, and my boy Dame Time. Dame Time is the 2-time defending champ. He did just tear his Achilles, but hey, honestly, I don't even know if that's going to make a difference. My boy, a lights out shooter, 2-time defending champ. No excuses. In round 1, my boy Con Knipple. First round, the rookie shot the lights out. That boy had 27 points. My boy Donovan Mitchell went out there, had 24. Jamal Murray had 18. Norman Powell had 23. My boy Bobby Portis had 15. I heard that was the lowest in the whole shooting contest. My boy, gotta give it up. Shooting out for everybody. My boy Tyrese Maxey had 17. My boy D-Book, that boy is a problem. If you don't know D-Book, go do your homework. That boy lit it up. That boy had 30 points in the first round. And then my boy Dame Time kept it close with a 27-piece with himself. Moving on to the finals, we had the 3 highest scores. My boy Con, D-Book, and Dame Time. In the finals, we had my boy Con up first. My boy went out there, had 17 points. He cooled down a little bit. But that's not what we're here to see. We're here to see D-Book and Dame Time. 2 of the greatest shooters of this generation, in my opinion. And these boys went at it. Dame Time went up first, hitting most of his shots, coming out on fire. That boy ended up with 29. Next up, we had D-Book. Final round. Score to beat is 29 to beat the 2-time defending champion, Dame Time. My boy D-Book is on a tear at the start, hitting most of his shots leading into his money ball round. Leading into his money ball round, my boy had 23. The score to beat is 29, and his money ball rack is his final rack. Like I said, the money ball rack is 2 points each shot. That's 5 shots. That's 10 points right there. Score to beat 29, that's only 7. He only need a couple of these hits to beat the 2-time defending champion. He gets up to his money ball rack and hits 2 out of 5, ending the score with 27. He missed all 3 to win the game over my boy Dame Time, and Dame Time becomes the 3-time defending champion, tying him with Larry Bird and my boy Craig Hodges. Whew, what a shootout. But man, that boy D-Book, he really sold it. He had 23 going into the... I really thought he was going to do it. Anybody was going to do it, it was going to be Book. Man, he came out hot. I thought he had it. Following Dame Time becoming the 2026 3-time 3-point contest champion, we had the 2026 slam dunk contest. We had some new faces in the dunk contest here. With my boy Carter Bryant from the San Antonio Spurs, Jackson Hayes from the Los Angeles Lakers, Kashid Johnson from the Miami Heat, and Jace Richardson from Orlando Magic. Before I even watched the dunk contest, everybody's favorite was my boy Kashid Johnson. If you know ball, well, you don't even got to know ball. If you just watch games casually, you know my boy is a high flyer, and he did not come to disappoint, showing off his extraordinary athleticism and creative dance moves. He was really out there dancing a lot, if we being real. But the dunk contest, honestly, is taking a hit over the years. We've had some notable ones, though. 2016, shout out you. My boy Zach LaVita, Eric Gordon put it down. Oh my gosh. That dunk contest was legendary. But yeah, my boy Kashid Johnson from the Miami Heat, he went out there and won that this year. To be real, my favorite part of the All-Star weekend was probably the All-Star game. It was a lot of game winners. It was a lot of clutch buckets. And I really feel like they were out there trying this year, which doesn't happen every year because I feel like it's kind of fell off a little bit. But this year, I really feel like everybody was out there trying and it was really good bump this year. My boy Ant really deserved that MVP. He was really out there hooping. Him, honestly, if I had to say top three, and my boy Kawhi, obviously, that man had 34. Jesus, them boys out there hooping. So, Ant, Kawhi, give me one more. Who was out there hooping? Hold on, let me check, because I got it right here on my phone. But I really enjoyed the All-Star Weekend. These games were crazy. Nah, I really wasn't Giannis. It was really Victor. My boy Wimby, 7'5 alien, was really out there hooping. So Wimby, Ant, and Kawhi. But Kawhi had the best game. He really went out there, had 31, and a game winner. You're not topping that. So shout out All-Star Weekend. DJ 3-Ball, out.